nobody has the right to live their lives being protected from offence or from insult or from hurt feelings. It is an occupational hazard of living in society. And if you really can't take it, become a hermit. But more seriously, on the opposite end from the snowflakes, poor little darlings, on the opposite end from them are the totalitarians. Now, I would love to stand in this union and oppose and argue with and take to pieces a Holocaust denier. But if we say no, we can never have the Holocaust denier because his views are so offensive that he cannot be accorded a platform, then what happens? That sort of viewpoint is driven underground where it can quite often flourish. And people whisper behind their hands, oh, you know, there's something in what he says, but we're not allowed to hear it. Let's hear it. And by hearing it, we can destroy it. We should also remember it is absolutely right that we should allow people, no matter how profoundly we disagree with them, I hate to utter cliches in this august debating hall, but I am going to utter one, that no matter how much we may disagree with somebody, we should defend to the hilt their right to say it. And that is something that I have believed all my life. And just remember this, you may feel virtuous today in what you will not hear, but tomorrow somebody may feel virtuous in not hearing what you have to say. Free speech is for all, not for the privileged few.